I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3 and D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3 and D Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well. But guys, follow, like, and share. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, welcome to the show and enjoy the episode. What's happening, guys? Welcome to another episode of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This episode, we are going to be talking about the NFL's best running backs over the last 30 years. We're going to talk about running backs all the way back from 92 to 2022. And starting off the list, back-to-back years, 1992, 1993, and then also 1995, one of the best running backs in NFL history, Emmitt Smith. The best running back in 1992, 1993, and 1995. In 1994, we had Barry Sanders, and also again in 1997. In 1996, the year I was born, it was Terrell Davis for the Denver Broncos. Okay, let me go back, actually. Emmitt Smith played for the Dallas Cowboys. He won it in 92, 93, and 95. Barry Sanders played for the Detroit Lions, and he won it in 94. Terrell Davis won best running back in 1996. And he played for the Denver Broncos. Barry Sanders won it again in 1997, playing for the Detroit Lions. Terrell Davis again in 1998. Okay, so it looks like Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, and Terrell Davis were the guys in the 90s. Because 92, 93, and 95 was Emmitt. 94 and 97 was Barry. And 96 and 98 was Terrell Davis. Not until 1999 did somebody new come in. But finishing out the decade in 99, 2000, and 2001, we had Marshall Faulk for the LA Rams. In the decade of the 90s, we had Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, Terrell Davis, and Marshall Faulk, who completely just dominated that era and were the running backs. Let's see how often that trend repeats itself. If it repeats itself with just the same players over a decade of time, or if it repeats itself with teams, or etc. In 2002, Priest Holmes for the Kansas City Chiefs was the first person to win a best running back after Marshall Faulk's three-year stretch, 1999, 2000, and 2001. Following Priest Holmes in 2002 was Jamal Lewis in 2003 for the Baltimore Ravens. In 2004, Curtis Martin for the New York Jets. See, I think by 2004, I was already watching football by 2004 because I remember Curtis Martin for the Jets. If I'm not mistaken, he was 28, and that was before the uniform changes. Obviously, that's when they were the old Jets. But Sean Alexander in 2005, I remembered him. That's when I started playing Madden, I think, for real. LaDainian Tomlinson in 2006, 2007, one of my first favorite running backs. Sean Alexander played for the Seattle Seahawks. I'm sorry, I didn't mention that. LaDainian Tomlinson played for the San Diego Chargers. 2008, I was already firmly into watching football by this point. Adrian Peterson, the Minnesota Vikings. 2009, Chris Johnson for the Tennessee Titans, CJ2K. One of their first, I guess, 2,000-yard rusher, or one of the first, or, you know, the first of the two on this list. 2010, Arian Foster for the Houston Texans. That was one that I enjoyed watching. I thought that Arian Foster was a unique type of running back. He was a one-cut style back. Make a move, and I'm going to get as many yards as I can after that move. He was a taller running back. I believe he was like 6'1", 6'2", maybe. So he was lengthier, but he had long strides. And once he got to the open field, he was able to, you know, outrun defenders. Arian Foster was a running back I enjoyed watching. I remember he was also one of my brother's favorite as well. 2011 was LeSean McCoy, Shady McCoy from the Philadelphia Eagles. 2012, Adrian Peterson again. 2013, LeSean McCoy for the Philadelphia Eagles again. Adrian Peterson was still with the Minnesota Vikings in 2012. DeMarco Murray in 2014 for the Dallas Cowboys. 2015, Adrian Peterson again for the Minnesota Vikings. 2016, we had David Johnson for the Arizona Cardinals. I remember that one. I remember David Johnson being like a very random one to me. Like, I was like, David Johnson was the best running back in the NFL this year? I didn't believe it. But, I mean, then again, I didn't watch a lot of Arizona Cardinals games. So, next we have 2017, Todd Gurley for the LA Rams, following up with the repeat in 2018. 2019, Christian McCaffrey for the Carolina Panthers. 2020, Derrick Henry when he rushed for 2,000 yards for the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans' second 2,000-yard rusher on this list. 2021, you had Jonathan Taylor for the Indianapolis Colts, a near MVP year. And there was a few near MVP years on this list because you had people like DeMarco Murray in 2014, Adrian Peterson in 2008, Adrian Peterson in 2012, Todd Gurley in one of those 2017 or 18 years, probably LaDainian Tomlinson in 2007, 2006, and then who knows about those 92, 93, 94, 97, 96, 98. Because I wasn't born yet. Christian McCaffrey, 2019. And Derrick Henry, 2020, also didn't win the MVP that year. But Jonathan Taylor, 2021 for the Indianapolis Colts. And then 2022, Christian McCaffrey was named as the number one running back. But you could argue Christian McCaffrey, you could argue Derrick Henry, and you could also argue Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb, I think, was very, very underrated last year, and he ended up having a low-key good year because nobody talked about it, but good nonetheless, probably great nonetheless. But those three guys were in the mix for best running backs last year in 2022. Christian McCaffrey topping them out, and Nick Chubb and Derrick Henry rounding out the three. I'm going to go through it again, guys. Best running backs year by year over the past 30 years. Emmitt Smith in 1992. Emmitt Smith in 1993. both for the Dallas Cowboys. Barry Sanders in 1994 for the Detroit Lions. Emmitt Smith in 1995 with the Dallas Cowboys. Terrell Davis, 1996 for the Denver Broncos. 1997, Barry Sanders for the Detroit Lions. Terrell Davis, 1998 for the Denver Broncos. Marshall Faulk, 1999 for the LA Rams, and also in 2000 for the LA Rams, and also in 2001 for the LA Rams. Priest Holmes, 2002, Kansas City Chiefs. Jamal Lewis, 2003, Baltimore Ravens. Curtis Martin, 2004 for the New York Jets. Sean Alexander, 2005 for the Seattle Seahawks. LaDainian Tomlinson, 2006 and 2007 for the San Diego Chargers. Adrian Peterson, 2008, Minnesota Vikings. CJ2K, Chris Johnson, 2009 for the Tennessee Titans. Arian Foster, Houston Texans, 2010. LaShawn McCoy, Shady McCoy. Philadelphia Eagles, 2011. 2012, Adrian Peterson, Minnesota Vikings. LaShawn McCoy, 2013, Philadelphia Eagles. DeMarco Murray, 2014, Dallas Cowboys. Adrian Peterson, Minnesota Vikings, 2015. David Johnson, 2016, with the Arizona Cardinals. Todd Gurley, 2017 and 2018 with the Los Angeles Rams. Christian McCaffrey in 2019 with the Carolina Panthers. Derrick Henry in 2020 with the Tennessee Titans. And Jonathan Taylor in 2021 with the Indianapolis Colts. Followed by Christian McCaffrey again in 2022. With the Carolina Panthers and the San Francisco 49ers. Guys, this graphic doesn't have who it was by. It doesn't say, it doesn't have their credit on it. I wish it did. I think it might be an NFL graphic because it looks like somebody covered the NFL logos on there and just reposted it. So shout out to the NFL. I also have another graphic that accompanies that one about running backs. And if I'm not mistaken, let me find it because I do not know where it is right now. Somewhere in my notes, as they always are, I believe it was best running backs under 25. No. Yes. Okay, here it is. According to ChatGPT, the best running back since 2013. Since we are talking about running backs, let's talk about the best running backs by ChatGPT since 2013. Now, keep in mind, this isn't 2013, this is who the best running back was, 2014, 2015. No, this is a list of the top 10 running backs since 2013 and how they've been doing, how they've done, and how they are ranked since. So compile all that I just said, and you have ChatGPT's best running back since 2020 by the Game Day NFL. We're going to start with number 10. Number 10 being David Johnson of the Arizona Cardinals. Frank Gore, number 9. San Francisco 49ers. Mark Ingram, number 8, New Orleans Saints. Jamal Charles, number 7, Kansas City Chiefs. That's a surprise. Shout out to Jamal Charles. Shout out to the University of Texas. Number 6, Marshawn Lynch. That makes sense. Number 5, Christian McCaffrey, San Francisco 49ers / Carolina Panthers. Number 4, Adrian Peterson, Minnesota Vikings. Todd Gurley, St. Louis Rams. Number 3, Ezekiel Elliott. Oh, shit. Ezekiel Elliott, number 2, the Dallas Cowboys. and Le'Veon Bell number one. That is, well, yeah, I guess Adrian Peterson was already done by 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever. Marshawn Lynch as well. Frank Gore as well. David Johnson as well. So yeah, that makes sense. Because 2016, 2015, 2017, 18 were firmly Le'Veon Bell's and Ezekiel Elliott's. Guys, I have comments for these. Do you guys really want me to go through them? As I said, keep in mind what I just said. This is from 2013 on. Keep in mind those players who were at the end of their careers in the top 10. Adrian Peterson, Marshawn Lynch, Jamal Charles, Mark Ingram, Frank Gore, David Johnson. And the players that were just starting their career or started their career years after the beginning of the running back since 2013. So I'm going to go through it one more time, 1 through 10. And then I guess we'll read a couple comments and we'll see what they say. All right. Number one on the list, according to ChatGPT, the best running back since 2013. Number one, Le'Veon Bell, Pittsburgh Steelers. Number two, Ezekiel Elliott, Dallas Cowboys. Number three, Todd Gurley, St. Louis Rams. Number four, Adrian Peterson, Minnesota Vikings. Number five, Christian McCaffrey, San Francisco 49ers. Number six, Marshawn Lynch, Seattle Seahawks. Number seven, Jamal Charles, Kansas City Chiefs. Number eight, Mark Ingram, New Orleans Saints. Number nine, Frank Gore, San Francisco 49ers. And David Johnson, number 10, with the Arizona Cardinals. Okay, now that we went through the game day graphic again, let's go get into the comments and let's see what they are talking about. Okay, first comment isn't bad. Paul LaCurse. I don't think y'all remember how good Prime Zeke was. Dude was a monster. That's true. I'll take Lynch, Adrian Peterson, and Frank Gore. You can work on your jump shot with the rest of the list. Trash. Damon Elliott. Purple Jesus, Adrian Peterson should be at number one starting this list off. I agree he's that good, but guys, keep in mind everything that we talked about with Adrian Peterson, and we just went over the list. He dominated 2008, 2009, 2012, and 2015. This list was since 2013. If this is what AI comes up with, I think we're all safe. Okay, Adonis Riggs. shouldn't Lamar Jackson be in at least the top three of this list? Joe Shaluga. Crazy Henry had a 2,000-yard season and a few rushing titles and not on the list. WTF has Zeke done? Reggie Platts. Mark Kosh, Lynch is the only guy with the ring on that list. Ryan Sargent, Jamal Charles has been gone for a minute now. Peterson, Lynch, 1 and 2 for sure. Ryan Sargent, Jamal Charles has been gone for a minute now. Ernesto Oseguera. Peterson, Lynch, 1 and 2 for sure. Derrick Henry and Aaron Jones not being on this list is a tragedy. That's David Cardwell. Tim Terones, not sure how Peterson is not number one. Well, we talked about that multiple times already. Bell gets too much credit. That O-line was ridiculous. There's a reason old man D. Williams led the league in rushing while Bell was out, and why Bell couldn't do anything after he left the Steelers, Jason Phillips said. I think AP should be in the number one or two spot in his prime. He was beastly. That's James Constantini. Richard Polk. Most of these guys had two good years. That's it, except for Marshawn Lynch. Beast mode. Never heard of Derrick Henry. That's Isaac Peters. Sean P.K. Smith said Zeke was a top back in football for 5 seasons. He deserves to be at number one. I don't disagree. Matt Tankalewicz, one Super Bowl winner on this entire list. Running backs aren't what they used to be. Triandos Sherrod, the second good list. However, not having Henry on here is a little sus in my opinion. I do agree with that. I do agree not having Derrick Henry on the list, because even if he got drafted in 2016 and didn't play for the first 2 years, so 16, 17, 18, that's still 19 where he came in, put up, I think, 1,700, 1,800. 20 where he went for 2,000. 21 where he, did he go for 2,000 again, or did he almost? Like, he should have been on that list. It is crazy, but good vibes only. Chris, I strongly disagree. Out of all the backs on the list, AP is the only one that won the NFL MVP award and should be number one. And I'm going to go two more. Sean Tipton, as far as adding value to the team, Christian is by far the best. McCaffrey, period. And Tyler Frederick. Zeke in 2016 was crazy. Look at his highlights. It's well deserved. Okay. And the final one, William Campbell. None of this makes any sense. Figure it out. I guess we'll finish it off there. I guess we'll finish it off there. but that was the running back since 2013, the game day graphic. Let me see. Do we have anything else? Okay. Which insane NFL record? I'm posing this question to you guys as a question to take on by yourself, to ask yourself, and to hit us up anywhere that you can find us, anywhere that you can contact us. You heard that at the beginning of the show. Go back if you have to. Twitter, Truth, Parler, Getter, Rumble, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Hit us up. Give us your comments. Gmail. Discord. Discord's probably, again, guys, Discord, 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. Ask for the link. It is the easiest, quickest, and best way to contact us directly, because we are most active on Discord. This question can also be asked in the Discord. You know, if you guys jump in there, you'll be able to see it. Which insane NFL record will be broken first? 2007, Adrian Peterson, 296 rushing yards in one game. 1951, Norm Van Brocklin, 554 passing yards in one game. I think that one, I'm already thinking that one might be broken by Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts. Somebody's going to break that record right there easily. 1990, Derek Thomas, 7 sacks in one game. Oof, I don't know about that one ever being touched. 2010, 12 players tied, 4 interceptions in a game. That one could be. But that one's going to be tough. 4 interceptions is a lot. 2015, 8 players tied, 7 passing touchdowns in a game. And 2021, 66-yard field goal by Justin Tucker. Okay, I think I have an idea here of which ones are already going to get crossed out, because I think they aren't going to get touched, and the final three that I think could be. Adrian Peterson's rushing game, 296 yards in one game, not going to get touched. Derek Thomas, 7 sacks in one game. Not going to get touched anytime soon. 4 interceptions in one game isn't getting broken anytime soon. So that's Adrian Peterson's 296 yard rushing yards in one game. Derek Thomas, 7 sacks in one game. And 12 players tied with 4 interceptions in one game. I don't think any of those three are going to get broken anytime soon or first. Leading me to the next three and the final three. Norm Van Brocklin, 554 passing yards in a game. 8 players tied with 7 passing touchdowns in a game. And Justin Tucker's 66-yard field goal. I'm going to go ahead and scratch out the 7 passing touchdowns in a game. That one is not going to make it. I just realized that 12 players tied. Let me go back real quick. Let me reverse real quick. 12 players tied, 4 interceptions in a game. The most recent to break that was 2010. 8 players tied, 7 passing touchdowns in one game. The most recent was in 2015, and it was Drew Brees. The most recent for the 4 interceptions in a game was D'Angelo Hall in 2010. And that is it. Those are the only two that I needed to clear up and clarify. Okay, so that being said, we are going to scratch the 7 passing touchdowns in a game. And that leaves us Norm Van Brocklin, 554 passing yards in a game. And that leaves us Justin Tucker, 66-yard field goal. I think Justin Tucker's is going to be the first to be broken. But I do also think that Pat Mahomes is going to break Norm Van Brocklin's 554 passing yards in one game. Which one will happen first? I mean, the game day shout out for another great graphic. But which one will happen first, I believe, will be Justin Tucker's 66-yard field goal. Second, I think, will be the passing yards in a game, 554. And I can arguably even say that they are interchangeable, that I would be comfortable saying that either or could happen first. I know that's riding the fence in a sense, but what I mean is I think the probability would be pretty high that either or got broken this year. Which one happens first, I think, will be the field goal, because I think somebody's definitely going to knock a 67, 68 yarder this year, and it's going to be relatively quick. That being said, though, let me go through what I got here. Oh, guys, I got comments. Do y'all want to hear the comments? Yeah, I guess we can talk about the comments and then we can close this off, okay? In today's league, this is Tom Lopinto. In today's league, it has to be the 550 passing yards in a game. The fact Norm did that in 51 when quarterbacks barely threw for 2,000 yards a season is incredible. NVB only threw for 1725 for the entire season that year. Or Tucker just breaks his own record. I agree with that second point. And that is a crazy stat about Norm Van Brocklin in 1951. Quarterbacks were only throwing for 2,000 yards in a season. And he only threw for 1,725 yards in the same season that he threw for 554 yards in one game. So that's just mind-blowing, right? It just puts into perspective where we are as a game. But then again, it was a more physical game. These quarterbacks were getting got to and being punished in every sense of the word. This is Hung Lee. Norm Brocklin, it's a passing league. I'm surprised no one has broken it yet. John Cirillo, I love you, Justin Tucker, and I can't believe that kick went in, but that was definitely delay of the game. Delay of game, okay. Daniel Campbell, passing yards and touchdowns can potentially be broken in the same game. How the current NFL is. That's true. I didn't think about that. Passing yards and TDs. So if they go for 608 touchdowns, that would be crazy. That'd be crazy. I understand the way that the NFL has changed, but that would still be insane to see 608. I would imagine it'd be like Burrow. Does Pat have the weapons to do that? Burrow does Pat. But I think it'll be one of them too, since they're the two best quarterbacks in the league this year. The fact that 12 people have already had 4 interceptions in a game is a pretty good indicator that someone will eventually have 5. Although modern offenses are less interception prone, there are plenty of games with 50 plus attempts, so there is lots of opportunity. That's Chris Lake. Fred Hamill, passing by Lamar Jackson since he said he's throwing for 6,000 yards. Just kidding, he'll be hurt by week 7. Marcus Ankeru, Bryce Young is going to break that passing yards in a game record in a season or two. Okay, shout out to the Carolina Panthers fan. Ashton McCauley, I'd say passing touchdowns and field goal. Aaron Gox, field goal or passing yards. And Justin Cropper, pass yards, teams pass a lot, rules help passers. This is the easiest time to throw for yards in NFL history. Okay, guys, that was the end of our running back episode. This was the NFL's best running backs over the last 30 years from 1992 to 2022. We also got to talk about a couple other cool topics, such as the 2013 to 2022, who has been the top 10 best running backs. We got to talk about some cool topics. We got to talk about the best running back since 2013. And we also got to discuss what we thought would be the first NFL record to be broken between Adrian Peterson's 296 yards, Norm Van Brocklin 554 passing yards, 12 players tied with 4 picks, Derek Thomas 7 sacks in the game. That's the one I saw nobody reference, was the 7 sacks in a game, so that's not happening unless Micah comes and does it. 8 players tied for 7 pass touchdowns, and Justin Tucker's 66-yard field goal, which, like somebody said, Justin Tucker is very likely to break his own record and become the very next holder of that record. So it was a fun episode, guys. Thank you for tuning in. It went 35 minutes. Proud to say that we knocked another one down. We're continuing to keep up with the output of one podcast a week and one drop a week. So that being said, I'm going to take us out of here on this note. And after this, we will run the ads of, you know, of the podcast and the sponsors of this show. And we will see you guys on the next episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, until next time, God bless. Amen. We will see you on the next one.
You may be more talented than me, and you may be smarter than me, but I promise you won't outwork me. And I stand on that. Because here's the thing. Hard work's going to put you in positions that talent can't keep you in. And time is either going to promote or expose who really been working. So when you slack off, I'm working. When you take a break, I'm working. And when you give it 50%, best believe I'm giving 110%. I guess that's the advantage of being underestimated.
D.I.G. Designed individually gifted, baby, like who is he? Remember me, the day I'm gone, but they gon' see the only thing that I be is
designed individually gifted.
She's so toxic, and she knows she a star. She said I'm not shit, but she know who we are. You see the boss move, baby, see me act like a star. Mason Margiela, red bottom, match her Pinot Noir. She's so toxic, and she know she a star. She said I'm not shit, but she know who we are. You see the boss move, made see me act like a star. Money talk when I walk, go get some Pinot Noir. You so toxic, I'm the topic, girl, let's keep it true. Wanna get a Bentley coupe, the drop top 2 for me and you. My Lauren London, my Selena, need my Haley too. I got that Bieber drip, that Nipsey shit, that Drake smooth, ooh. The way I talk, I swear she love that. She hate to be around, phone going off, she can't control that. She know that. Dealing with me, something different, always on the move. My shorty always asking why so distant, girl, you tripping. So contagious, I'm just saying, I'm paper chasing, you too impatient. Check my fragrance, it's Karen Lowe, that pure king amazing. Girl, quit playing, don't text me, bye, I'll just see you later. I'll keep praying, money to be made, I gotta go stack my ends. Cop a Benz, I swing that bitch and pick up her best friend. How it's been, headline screenshot, CNN. By D.I.G., I sweat some women acting so pretend, ayy. She love to work, she say my song, she listen. She go work out right after work and say she on a mission. Shit, I ain't trippin', I like the pick and common kisses. And my best wish is shorty bad and you get to witness.
She so toxic, and she know she a star. She said I'm not shit, but she know who we are. You see the boss mood, baby, see me act like a star. Mason Margiela, red bottom, match her Pinot Noir. She so toxic, and she know she a star. She said I'm not shit, but she know who we are. You see the boss moves made, see me act like a star. Money talk when I walk, go get some Pinot Noir. And she know she a star, she said I'm not shit, but she know who we are. You see the boss moves, baby, see me act like a star. Money talk when I walk, and yeah, the damn.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe shop, anything from the realest underground entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get with the times and we got to get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information, to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.
Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports, Signs in Sports Marketing Agency.